Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Chof Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We started Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. So we learned in the previous Daf, Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudo, if someone cooked on Shabbos, Rav Meir holds if he did it b'shogeg, he can eat it on Shabbos, and b'meis he has to wait for Moitz Shabbos. And Rav Yudo says even b'shogeg you have to wait for Moitz Shabbos, and b'meis if he can eat it, he cannot eat it at all. Only others can eat it. So now the Gemara says, Tani, a brisa leisimale isha gedeiro, a woman should not fill up a pot, asisiois, veturmus, different type of zorim of seeds, vetidnam letoich atanu erev Shabbos, im chashecha, should not put it into the oven right before Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to cook as you go into Shabbos, as we saw in previous daf. Vim nesono, if she did do it, asur lemoitzi Shabbos, al kadeshi asu. You have to wait to moitzi Shabbos until the time that it takes to do it. So if it takes an hour to cook these seeds, so you cannot eat them with the Shabbos until an hour after Shabbos. Rav Acha Amar b'mezid k'rameir. Meaning we talk about that she did it b'mezid, and we're paskin like k'rameir, they have to wait for with the Shabbos. In the case of mezid, when should he wait? B'chdei she'asu. For the time it takes to do it. Rav Yisi Amar b'shoyeg k'rabiyudah. We talk about she made it by mistake, and according to Rav Yudah, you have to wait for with the Shabbos, and we do a mistake, b'chdei she'asu. Continues the Gemara that Chabez and Mudalef. Omar Rav Manu, Yoyis Omar Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi is right. The Rabbi Yudah is the one who says Bechdei Shiasu, and in the case of Shoigig. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, because we have a Braisa. Yoteh B'Shabbos B'Shoigig Yikayim B'Meizid Yakar. If someone planted on Shabbos, if it did by mistake, he could keep it. B'Meizid has to take it out. But B'Shvis, if he did in Shmito, Ben B'Shoigig Ben B'Meizid Yakar. Doesn't matter if it's Shoigig or Meizid. You need to uproot the tree. Rav Yudah Omer, Chiluf HaDvarim, says the opposite. Shviz, if it was in Shmito, B'shoy Gigi Kaim, and Mezi Yakar. So then, B'shoy Gigi keep it, and B'mezi you have to uproot it. B'Shabbos, B'mezi Gigi, B'mezi Yakar. In Shabbos, you always have to uproot it. B'shanayos Shabbos Olav. Because at the end of the day, he's enjoying what he did in Shabbos. He planted on Shabbos, and he's enjoying what he did on Shabbos. V'kan, and here, when we talk about the case of the oven, because you say wait for the Shabbos, ad kedei she'asu until the time it takes to cook it, k'mishul enena machmas Shabbos klum. It's as if he enjoys Shabbos. So meaning the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah is the one who has the sorrow. I don't want you to enjoy Shabbos. So therefore, if you wait for kedei she'asu, you're okay. Rameir, that's not the case. Rameir holds a b'shegi you could eat on Shabbos. Mezid is a kras. Don't enjoy it on Shabbos. Wait for moitzi Shabbos. So by Rav Meir, we never found that svara that you should not enjoy something that was done on Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, you don't have to wait b'chdei she'asu. Once Shabbos comes, then you can eat whatever was done by mezid. Continues down the Gemara to explain the braisa that we mentioned. Matam derabonin. What's the reason the Rabbanin said that by Shabbos, so then it's mutter. If it was done by shaking, only mezid is osur. And by shviz, shaking and mezid is osur. So the Gemara, nichshadu ala shviz, lo nichshadu ala shabbosis. We choshed people in Shmito, they're not going to keep Shmito. So therefore, you're more machmir. But Shabbos, we're not choshing people to Michal Shabbos. Dover Acher, another reason. Moinim l'shvis vein moinim l'shabbosos. For Shabbos, when a person planted on Shabbos, after a while, we don't remember when he planted it. But if a person plants on Shmito, so then we do remember when he planted it. Because Shmito is within a year. So if a person, we see a new tree that is growing, so when was this planted? 2 years ago. 2 years ago was Shmita. So people know, people count the years of the tree because you have to know Orlo, you have to know Neter Revai. People know the years. So if you know the years, you know when Shmita is. If people don't count the days. So the Gemara brought two reasons why Rabbanan say that B'Shabbos, you can be more lenient in Shmita, you have to be more machmer. Either because people are just more lenient regarding Shmita than Shabbos, or because Shabbos, you don't count the day, you don't know when it was planted. But Shmita, you can always count back. So that's what's a problem. Says the Gemara, Eichavida. In this case, the Gemara means, what's the difference between the two answers? Says the Gemara, not apachem shloishim yom lifnei shviz v'nichnaso lishviz. If a person planted 30 days before Shmita, and it goes into Shmita. So says the Gemara, in terma chashad, this is because of the chashad that people are not careful about Shmita. Enker chashad, not to plant 30 days before Shmita is a din derabanan. And therefore, we're not going to be machmir in that case. But in tema moinim, yeshka moinim. But if your problem is that you're counting based on the year in Shmito, someone planted within 30 days of Shmito, so you don't start counting the year until Rosh Hashanah. So it's also a problem because the people are going to count back. They're going to assume that it was planted in Shemitah. So planting within 30 days of Shemitah will be a difference between these two reasons. Continues the Gemara, it says another difference. Not the pocha mishloish yom lifnei shminis and chasa shminis. What happens if he planted within 30 days before the 8th year? He planted on Shemitah, within 30 days to get to the next year. In other words, after Rosh Chodesh Elul of the year of Shemitah. So the Gemara, dafcha beis amud beis. And we can use the gear of Reb Chaim. Ain't in tamer chashad. You say because the reason is because of chashad. Yesh kan chashad. Meaning the problem is that we choshe people that they're planting on Shemitah. Here is planting on Shemitah. He's planting after Rosh Chodesh Elul, but he's planting on Shemitah. But in tamer because of moimim. So the problem is they're going to count back and realize that he planted on Shemitah. Ain't kan moimim. Here you don't have the problem moimim. Why? Because here, if you plant it within 30 days of the 8th year, you're going to start counting the years of the tree only from Rosh Hashanah, only from the beginning of the 8th year. So if you count back, people are going to assume that it was planted in the 8th year. Continues the Gemara. We're going to use here again the Gersa of Reb Chaim. And Gemara now is going to say that Reb Yehuda that says that by Shemitah, we're only koinis and mezid, but not in Shagig. So in this case, asa kamando amma mipnei hachashad. So you have to say that Reb Yehuda holds the problem is the chashad, the people are we're suspecting them that they're planting on Shemitah. So if you did by mistake, we're not suspecting them. But the problem is that the Am Yisrael are going to count back and they're going to see that he planted on Shemitah. And therefore they're going to think you're allowed to do in Shemitah. So in this case, you have to say that Kohen is Shogeg and Mezes. So Rabbi Yehuda that says that only Kohen is Mezes, not Shogeg, he has to say, like the first one, Domar, that the problem of Shemitah is that we choshed people that are going to plant on Shemitah, and if it was done by mistake, there's no problem. Halacha Bei Zok the Mishnah. Ain Torimi Mimin Al She'ein Oiminoi. Now you should not do Truma from one type of fruit, another type of fruit. V'im Toram, if you did the Truma, ain't Truma so Truma. It's not good Truma. Kol Min Chitim Echot. Now the Mishnah is going to explain what does it mean, the different types. Wheat, all wheat is the same. Kol Min Teinim, all figs, the grigris, dry figs. The dvelo, the figs are stuck together. Echo, the ox, to be one min. The Torah mizel, they could do chumah for one another. If there's a kohen in the area, toyim min ayofo, you should be chumah from the better fruit, even though it's a fruit that doesn't stay long. The komoko shein kohen, but if there's no kohen around and you have to store the fruit and wait until the kohen comes, toyim min ayofo, best to do chumah from the fruits that last the longest. Rida says, no, you always give the best fruit. There's no coin. If it will get rotten before he comes, that's fine. Continues the Mishnah, V'toymin botzol koton sholem loichotzi botzol gadol. When you do chumo, it's better to use a small onion, which is full, which is whole, than a half a large onion. Rida loiki elchotzi botzol gadol. Rida says, that even a half a onion, a big onion, that's the right thing to do for chumo. So Reb Chaim explains, because the small onion, even though it's not as good as a big onion, but it lasts longer. So according to Tanakamo, that I want to try to keep the fruits to last as long as possible, it's better to use a small whole onion than a half a large onion. But according to Beauty, I always want to do tumor from the best. A large onion, even if it's only half, is better than a small onion. The Chenei Abiyudoyim Abiyud also said, "Torim betzolim mibnei hamedino alakrevim." You can do chumo from the fruits which are bnei hamedino, the people that live in the cities, on the fruits the people that live in the kfarim in the villages. The leikrevim of bnei hamedino, you can't do chumo from the people that live in the villages on the people that live in the cities. Mibnei shumachal politikis, because the food of bnei hamedino of the cities is a better food. So Abida says you always have to do truma from the better fruit. Even though the other fruit lasts longer, you always do from the better one. So even though maybe the fruits of Bnei HaKrefim, of the villagers, stays and lasts longer, you should not do truma from there. You have to do truma from Bnei HaMedino, which is the food of Bnei Adam Chashuvim. The more important people eat the fruits of the cities, and then you have to do truma from there. That's Shita Sebiudo, you always do truma from the better fruit. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Chov Beis.